There is an apparently well-founded opinion that the attack had been favored by those who did not wish the movements of Al-Fatah and Hamas to reach a deal between them. And at any rate, the conversations have now been inevitably interrupted. Other than that, on a broader scale, it appears that a very serious obstacle has been put to plans of Israel's government to resolve the situation with the Palestinians through unilateral withdrawal in the West Bank to follow the earlier unilateral withdrawal in the Gaza Strip. It will now be argued by the government's opponents that the withdrawal from the Gaza Strip has only served to intensify Palestinian armed activity against Israel, and that if that example were to be followed in the West Bank, the consequences for Israel might be dire.